Okay, today's daf is Shkalim Daf Lamed. Shkalim Daf Lamed, the 30th daf here in Maseches Shkalim. And we were discussing the way that if somebody has, if they had in the Beis HaMikdash, the Moser HaKtores, what do you do with it? What do you do with the extra Ktores? Because they always had extra Ktores, as is described, as we learned yesterday in the Karban HaEda. And how do you make it from the new Shkalim? So the way you do it from the new Shkalim is that you do the whole switch. You, as we said, you take money, and then you switch the Kedusha onto the money, and then you take the Ktores, which is now does not have Kedusha, you give that to the workers, and you buy it from them with the new Shkalim, and then it comes from the new, and then you'll be able to use it for the new year. So the Gemara says, what about that original money? The original money that you put the Kedusha of the Shkalim onto this money. So we ended up saying it had to be Chulin money, because if it was Kadosh money, so then you can't put Kedusha on Kedusha. That's the language of the Gemara yesterday. So it must be that it's Chulin money, but now it has Kedusha in it from last year's Ktores, and then you're gonna use that Ktores. The Ktores is gonna go to the workers. So what do you do with this money that now has Kedusha in it? It has last year's Ktores Kedusha in it. So the Gemara says you give it to workers who worked last year for you. That's what the Gemara said. Rebbe says, Omer ani, yinasul beis garma lebeis haftinus, shebekim bepitam haktores maisa lechem apanim. As we said, you give it to the workers from last year. We alluded to it yesterday, but maybe just to mention it now. Rebbe is always the one that has the Gemara uses the Lashon by him as Omer Ani. Omer Ani is always the one, and the Rabbi Yosef Engel writes that is the Talmudic way of saying La'ani is Daiti. It's his way of saying Omer Ani. You know, it's me. It's not anybody so great. And that's what the Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Beis HaOtzar in Klal Lamed Gimel, he quotes from the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. He quotes from the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, Ki derech anshi maila hagadolim, lehizbonein al kol dibureyim umaseyim, that they think about their words. I'm not so great, it's not me. She'ein heim medabrim va'osim b'koach atzmam, rakoach eloki asher bahem, u'b'kol anevram. There's a godliness in me, and that's what's talking. It's not me, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koach that he put into me. That's who's expressing this. Omer ani, that's the ami. Ketam Hashem svasai tiftach, you help me. U'kenoda. Hinei tachin gam kein kaze havanas lashon omer ani haino dehiktim el diburo shaloi b'chachmaso b'tivunasohu ha omer v'hamasik shadinu kach v'kach rakoach eloki asherbo hu hashchina hakadosha hamachaye eskol anevram v'dekreis ani kenoda. And maybe that's what Hillel is saying, im ani kan hakol kan. He's not talking about himself, but by the Simchas Beis Shoeva, we know that is what's alluded to. And then Rav Yosef Engel has a an amazing creativity. He says, "V'hine k'moshelo nimsa shkiras lashon omer ani l'shum echem anachachamim rak l'Rebbe." You only have it by Rebbe. We had it once before, but Rebbe's the one that has it numerous times. V'hu davar shel chiddush k'sas nimsa o davar shel chiddush. He says, "K'meduma li shebechala mikra." He said this before computers. Shebechala mikra lo nimsu tevos omer ani. Omer ani only appears one time in Tanakh. Tehillim memhei. Rachash libi davar tov, omer ani ma'asai lamelech. My heart filled with doing something good, I say my actions are for the king. Lishoni eight sofer mahir. My tongue, it will be a scribal pen. And so he says, ooh, Rebbe Budanasi, my heart, what I'm doing is it's the pen. So this is the Aremus to Rebbe, who wrote down Mishnah. Torah Shavapeh, he had a heart, he had a Elasos Lashem, he felt that he should do it. Know that Kisever Telem Nechle Berucha Kodesh Alam Yonem Asidim. The old Telem is referring to future events. Yishloma, the Mikra Zeh, Romis, this Pasuk is Meramis to the Rebbe and the Chibur HaMishnah Shalo. The Verm Shavapeh, Yetar Shalom and Bechsav, Rebbe Chibur HaMishnah, Mishnah Meislas Lashem Efer Torah Secha, and that's what he says. Rachash Libi Dara Tov, I want to do something good, Masai Lamelech, meaning Eislasos Lashem. What I want to do is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why eight sofer mahir, you know, I put my word, I put the Torah Shalpeh written down into Torah Shebechsav. But then he even says, Tevis Lushoni Gematria Yehuda Hanasi Libi Dovar Tov Sof Tevos Rebbe. So he has all of the Ramazim. Okay, so that was yesterday's comment. So what did we use this money for? you gave, which is imbued with last year's Kedusha, you give it, you're not to the base garland, base aftinus, that were bikkiyim. So it says the Gemara, but only what they were owed from last year. Shechayevan le mos bishar rishona. Last line. Rabbi Chiya bar ba boi, lo ayu chayevan le mos bishar rishona. And what if they didn't, weren't owed anything from the previous year? So then what do you do? So, asa, we're gonna switch the, gear. So, Rabbi Chiya bar ba. Asa Rabbi Chiya bar ba, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, mekaitzin b'enes ha-mizbeach. What do? As we said, at times when the mizbeach in the summer, at times when it's very quiet in the Beis HaMikdash, and there's not many people bringing a darman adavas, the mizbeach is batel. There's no karbanas burning there, so it's not so kavadik. So that's why we have extra money that we use to just bring karbanas ola on the mizbeach. That's mekaitzin b'enes ha-mizbeach. That's what you use it for. That's what Rabbi Chiya bar ba says. So, now the Gemara says, one second, who was the one that asked this question? Reb Chiya bar Bavoi. What if you don't have any from last year? So he asked the question and he gave the answer. Asked the Gemara, Rabbi Ba bar Kohen asked Reb Yosa. Michlav HaShita, said Reb Chiya bar Ba. Reb Chiya bar Ba, it's, what's his Shita? Taman Sricha Le V'Hakab Shita Le. First he asked the question, what do you do with this money that now has, you know, last year's Torah's Kedusha money? And he gave an answer. He used it for Ketzem Mizbeach. So the Gemara said, no. Hein Detzricha Le, when he asked the question, and he still wasn't sure about B'Kli Sharis. He wasn't sure if he could use this money with Ketores, Kedusha in it, could use that to buy Kli Sharis. That's what he wasn't sure about. Hapshita Le B'Ketzem Mizbeach. You could definitely use it for Ketzem Mizbeach. Why? Because it's Ketores, which has Kedushas HaGuf. And Ketzem Mizbeach is for a carbon, it's Kedushas HaGuf. So that's definitely what you could use it for. What he wasn't sure about was Kli Sharis. What's the issue? As we're about to see in the Gemara, the issue was, there is a machlokas, as we're about to see, when you make the ketores, and you take those 11 spices, and you grind it up, does it have to be ground up in a Kli Sharis? Or you could do it at home, and then bring the ketores and put it into a Kli Sharis. That's a machlokas that we're about to see. So that's, if you have to grind it in a Kli Sharis, then it makes sense that you could use the leftover ketores to buy a Kli Sharis, because it's all part of the avoda of the ketores. But if it doesn't need a Kli Sharis, then maybe you can't. That was his suffix. So again, Rabbi Chiya bar Ba was knew that you could use it for Ketz HaMizbeach, but he wasn't sure whether you could use it for Kli Sharis. And that itself is a machlokas, Deis Palgun, Pitma Bechulin. What if you were mefatemit? What is mefatem? That means when you made the ketores. Pitum haktores means the doing the ketores and making it exactly how it's supposed to be made. Pitma bichulin. Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina Amar Psula. Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina says it's possible. Why? Bichulin means in a kli sharis, a non kli sharis, a unsanctified kli. Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina says it's possible. You have to grind it and prepare it in a kli sharis. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar Kshera. Shua ben Levi says kasher. So, you see, Rabbi Chiya bar Ba's question was, I'm not sure who to hold like. Right? Both of these are machlokas here, so I'm not sure. If you have to use a Kli Sharis, then I assume you could use the extra money, or the extra, the moser for a Kli Sharis, and if not, not. So that was his question. We know the Gemara tells us in Krisus that the Ketores teaches us on, about Achdus. Teaches us about Achdus, right? The Gemara in Krisus on Daf Vav, that's where the Gemara says that every Vav Mabez, Kol Tainus, She'ein Ba Miposhe Yisrael, Eina Tainus. Any fast day that does not include even the sinners of Israel in the group, Eina Tainus. Shahare, how do you know you're supposed to include even the sinners in your prayers? Shahare Chelbana, Rechara, Umana Hakasavim Samamani Ketores. The Chelbana smelled really foul, and it's one of the 11 spices. Because all together, we all are, give off a beautiful aroma. A great aroma. Just sometimes the personal, the chelbana. So the ketores symbolizes achdus. There's even a meshachachma. The meshachachma writes on the haftorah from Parshas Dvarim. The haftorah for Dvarim. That's where that's Shabbos Chazon. Shabbos Chazon, we read that Hashem says, I don't want your karbanos anymore. I'm not interested. In the first parak of Yeshayahu. And Yeshayahu was saying this 150 years before the Churban. He was already prophesizing about the Churban. But he said, I don't want your Karbanos anymore. But specifically, what does Yeshayahu say? Aleph Yud Gimel. Lo tosifu hevi minchas shav. I don't want your mincha. Ketores toeva hili. And your ketores is an abomination. So why dafka does Yeshayahu say, dafka, I'm not interested in your mincha or your ketores. I don't want any of your Karbanos. Why dafka those two? So that's what the Meshech Chachma says. Ha inyan. Let me explain. When he says the word ha inyan, you know it's going to be good. Everything's good, but you know it's going to be basic, fundamental. To matzana l'razal bekrisos, the Gemara that I just quoted, kol tainis sheinim aposhi yisrael in a tainis, sheichel ben arei chara, umar kazim im samani ktores, harei. The dover hapachos ba'atzmiyuso, something that inherently is inferior, bechalzos kshu misarev ba'aguda klalis, when it's mixed into a group, hu misbasem umoil lohotzi reach nichoach menasamamonim ha'achirim. It brings out the best. Even if something smells very badly, there's something in there that if I mix something else in there, sometimes you have a certain ingredient you taste the ingredient, it's terrible. And even if you put it into the soup and it doesn't taste, unless you put the other ingredient to balance. And together, that's the chelbana. So, umatzanu sha'amru, pizul risham no'alem and ala'olam v'chulu. Harisha ha'aguda mosiv chizik lo'osei risha. So that's a aguda, bringing things together, right? Even if there's something inferior, cool them together, so then, it wins. So, Ktorah symbolizes Klai Yisrael coming together. Karban Mincha, we mentioned this, I think, within the last couple of weeks. Karban Mincha, a Yachid can bring a Karban Mincha, and a Tzibur can bring a Karban Mincha. Shutfin cannot bring a Karban Mincha. Three of us get together, we can't bring Karban Mincha. The Tzibur, right? The Shtei HaLechem, the Lechem Aponim, the Karban Omer, those are all Minchas Tzibur, because the Tzibur is one, and a Yachid is one. Shutfin are two. Or three. So that's why the Meshech Chachma says Ktores and Mincha both reflect Achdus. So that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu Dafka says, I don't want your Karbonus, the Mincha and the Ktores, because you guys are fighting with each other and Sinas Chinam and all the other Aveiras that we're doing. So, you know, that's why Dafka, the Beis HaMikdash, is a Makom HaAchdus. Inyan HaMikdash LaAchid Klalius Yisrael Ulevavehem El Makom Echad LaHaros Av shekol prati bifnei atzmo in a roilios mushkach prati bahanhaga pratis built a tivis bechalzos hakesher haklali me am Yisrael roi hulios mushkach bashkachanisis. Klai Yisrael in general are roi for that. Sheshamein pegam shekulam maalim rechni chalach zeb yiraso vzeb avaso li Yisrael vzeb masas yado vzeb petoraso. All Jews all together, we each have kochos. And that's what the Meshech Chachma says. That's what Dafka those two, and that's what the message of the Ktores that we learn about. So here we have a machlokes, again, whether the Ktores has to be brought and ground up in a kli shares or ground up in a chulin kli. So that's the machlokes, and that's why Reb Chiya Bar Ba wasn't sure whether the mosar of the Ktores, which now is translated into money, whether you could use that to buy kli shares. Right? That was his suffix. Okay, we continue. My time at Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. How does Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina know that you have to grind up the Ktores in a kli sharis? Kodesh hi, because the pasuk says it is kadosh. Shetehei ahviyaso bekodesh, and we darshin it's havaya. He is like we're havaya. It's creation should be bekodesh in a kli sharis. My time at Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shuben Levi. What's his source that it does not have to be in a kli sharis? Kodesh hi shetehei ba mishum asalishka. Kodeshi doesn't mean it should be made in Kodesh, but it just means it should come from money that is Kadosh. It comes from the Chumas Halishka. The Mishnah Lamelech notes that there is no such pasuk, Kodeshi, by Ktores. You know, most of us just learn the Gemara, and we take the Gemara's word for it that the pasuk exists. But there's no such pasuk when it comes to the Ktores. This pasuk exists by Shemen HaMishcha. By Shemen HaMishcha, it says Kodeshi. So, suggest the Mishnah Melech, maybe it's a Gzera Shava. The Gemara doesn't really mean that, or it's a mistake, or it should be a different pasuk that's quoted here, not Kodeshi. If you look in the Tiklan Chadatin, he quotes, the Drasha from Croesus, but let me just read it to you from the Rambam. So the Rambam and the Mepharshim on the Rambam. The Rambam quotes in Perek Sheni, Afilchos Klei HaMikdash. That's what the Rambam talks about, all the halachas of Ktores nasis b'kol shana v'shana v'asiyasa mitzvah saseh. It's a mitzvah saseh to make the Ktores. Sh'ne'emar v'yata kach l'cha samim v'nisparshu b'tora arba'a misamaneha, four of them v'shar samaneh halachamosh misinai. And the rest of halachamosh misinai v'achadasar, there are 11, and then the Rambam gives the weight of each one, and how do you do it? How do you do it with the oil and the crushing? And then the Rambam says, Halacha Vav, Beis Vav, V'chol Ma'aseha Bakodesh B'tocha Azara U'mishal Hektish. It's all done in the Beis HaMikdash. V'hamefate Mesaktores Menachulin O B'klishel Chulin P'sula. The Rambam says, if you do it, klishel Chulin P'sula, meaning he's paskling like the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, who says Pasul. Rather, the Rambam says you have to do it in a Kli Sharis. Says the Kesef Mishnah. One second. But if it's a machlokas, Rabbi Yishub and Levi or Rabbi Yochanan, right, we're going to get to soon. Rabbi Yishub and Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, we usually pass in like Rabbi Yochanan. Right, so why are we going to pass in like Rabbi Yishub and Levi? Well, if he say, Rabbi Yishub and Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. I'm sorry. The Gemara is about to say, link this to machlokas, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. And we're going to see that Rabbi Yishub and Levi is going to pass in like Rabbi Yochanan. So we should pass in like that, which is kosher with a chulin. Mikol makom, says the Kesef Mishnah, look in the Bavli. Since in the Bavli, it just quotes, they have to do with the Kli Sharis, the Bavli beats the Yerushalmi in terms of Psak. Me'achar de tamuda didon, sasam v'kasav, kol ma'aseh lo yiu, ela bekodesh, de mashma di ikuva hu pasakein. The Kesef Mishnah says, the Rama Paskins like the Bavli over the Yerushalmi, even though the Yerushalmi, you would say, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon and Levi, both hold Kshera in Kli Chulin, but we pass like the Bavli who holds, says Stama. The Mishnah Malach is the one that says here on this halacha, Beis Vav, there's no such pasuk, and he works out exactly how it should be understood. Okay, so we have a machlokas amoraim. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina and Rabbi Yishub ben Levi, whether ktores is crushed up in a kli sharis, or you can do it at home and then just bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Am Rabbi Yossi Bar Bun, Asya Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina kishmuel, or Rabbi Yishub ben Levi kirab Yochanan. So we're going to link the later amoraim to these earlier amoraim to Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Titanina, so let's try each one. Titanina, we learned in the Mishnah later on. Here, says the Mishnah, Hamakdish Nachasav. When's this Mishnah? Tomorrow's daf. Hamakdish Nachasav, if somebody is Makdish is Nachasim. I'm at home, and I'm Makdish, I say all my property should go to the Beis HaMikdash. V'hayu behen dvarim ru'uyin l'karban ha'sibur. And there were items in there that were roi. I'm Makdish my stuff without specifying what. And some of my stuff is roi to be karban ha'sibur. For example, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ktoris. Rabbi Yochanan says, one of those items the Mishnah is referring to is Ktoris. So what do you see from there? You have Ktoris in your house? What does that mean? That means you made it yourself. That means you made it in chulin pots. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan, the fact that he suggests that that's what the Mishnah is talking about, it must be that Rabbi Yochanan holds. You're allowed to make Ktoris in a non-klisharis. So Rabbi Yochanan fits with Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, right? And that's what the Kesef Mishnah's problem. Those are two powers that we should paskin like that, but we don't. Rabbi Oshia says, one second, this is a Mishnah. So what would the other Shita do with this? You can't just say that Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says Pasul, right? What does Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina do with this Mishnah? The Mishnah seems to say, if Rabbi Yochanan is right that the Mishnah is talking about Ktoris, that means the Ktoris can be made at home. But he says you can't make the Ktoris at home. Says Rabbi Oshia, no. Tiftar, maybe it is talking about Ktoris, but what kind of Ktoris are we talking about? Remember already on yesterday's daf. And what did we say yesterday? If you have leftover ktores, what do you do? What do you do with leftover ktores? You get chulin money somehow. You put the kedusha of the ktores onto the chulin money. You give the ktores to the workers and then you buy it back. What happens in between before you bought it back? The workers were makdish the ktores. So that's ktores that was made in the Beis HaMikdash. But they're makdish it. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. It's talking about Ktoris that was, but you can't, don't be medayik that you made it in at home. It's talking about Ktoris that the workers happened to have that was made in the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rav Oshia, Tiftar, maybe the Mishnah is talking about, but Uman, Mishel, Beis Avtinis, Shayanotel, Bischaro, Ktoris. And therefore, there's no raya. There's no raya that a Ktoris can be made at home. But that was all Rabbi Yochanan's pshat of the Mishnah. So we linked Rabbi Yishua ben Levi to Rabbi Yochanan, that you're allowed to make it in a non-klisharis, and we explain how the other Amora works. But the other Shita, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, who says that you need a klisharis, he must all like Shmuel, because Shmuel says the following, Damar Avhuna B'Shem Shmuel, Machteshes, the grinder, the mortar, or the bowl, I guess, that you ground the ktoris in, also osaka klisharis lakodesh. They made that, they treated that as a klisharis. Right, because Shmuel holds that you have to grind it in a klisharis. So he says the machteshes, the mortar, the carbon eita sheshachu ba'ktores, that they ground the ktores in, that was considered a kli. That was considered a kli sharis, right? And you don't have to say, oh, what does the other amora do with Shmuel, Shmuel's an amora? He can't argue with the Mishnah. That's why the first part we had to explain what does the other sheet to do with the Mishnah, because an amora can't argue on the Mishnah. But here on Shmuel, a later amora could argue on an earlier amora. Remember, that's the Rambam that we've spoken about often. That the Kesef Mishnah's comment on the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, where the Rambam says in the second parak of Hilchos Mamrim that a later Bezdin technically is not allowed to argue on an earlier Bezdin. Bezdin shegazru gzeira, oes kinu takana, v'inigu minag, u'pashat kol adavar b'chol Yisrael, if they made a law, v'yomar achareim bezdin acher u'bikesh levatel divrei harishonim, they want to argue, v'lak ar osa takana v'osa gzeira v'osa minag, they want to argue, eno yachol ashi godol minam harishonim v'chol v'binyin. If they were greater, if they made a certain din. I'm sorry, let me just read probably the first halacha. It's probably more relevant. Halacha Aleph, Beis Aleph. Bezdin HaGadol Shadar Shabachas and Amidos Kvish Mashin Erle Neim. Bezdin HaGadol Darshin, the certain halacha, they made a Hekish, they made a Kalo Prat. V'yomar Acharein Bezdin Acher, V'nira Lo Tam Acher L'Star Oso Adin. Right, not Gzeror Takana. That's wrong. I read the wrong one. But it's a Din Daraisa, one of the Midos Shator Ad Reshes Bahen. One late Bezdin, 100 years later, another Bezdin came along, they could Darshin differently. Right, they're all chazals. They're all using the midrash to address. Then Harry says, "So serve a don kivim asher yirbe enav." Shneimar la shovet asher yirbe yemem mahem enat achay lalechas ella achar bezdin shebedorecha. Right, you're allowed. They're allowed to argue. Say, ask the Kesef Mishnah. Why can't an amora argue on a tana? Right, the Rambam says if you darshin differently again, if it's a takana or a gzeira, that might be a different halacha. It has to be greater b'chachma v'minyan. But an Amora might not be greater than a Tana. But if technically, if it's a Drasha, so why can they argue? Im Kain, Amailo Pligi, Amora, Yatanoi. Why don't Amoraim argue on Tanoim? Ask the Kesef Mishnah. Taha b'chol duchta, every daf in Shas, makshina la Amora mimas nisan, omi raisa, v'sorach lomar, anad da'amri ki aitana. V'im lo yomar kain kashale. And if you're not, then there's a problem with that Shita. But ukifi divra rabbeinu, harishus nesuna l'shem lachlok, al divra yatanoim. So what do you answer? So here's the answer. The question is, what does the answer mean? That's a machlokas between Reb Chaim and the Chazon Ish. What does the answer mean? Ve'efshar lomar, shemiyom chasimas ha-mishnah, kimu v'kiblu, shedoros ho'achronim lo yachloku ala rishonim. They accepted that later generations wouldn't or couldn't. Right, that's the difference. The Reb Chaim says, wouldn't. They could, but they wouldn't, because they knew they wouldn't get to the Emes. The Chazon Ish says, couldn't, you can't, because they knew that if that's not going to be the emes. V'chein asu gam b'chasimat ha-talmud, shemiyom shenechtam lo nita reshus lohem, l'shum adam lachlok alav. Again, that's part of our big topic that we like to talk about later stages of the Mesorah, arguing on earlier stages. That's a very important Kesef Mishnah in the beginning of second parak of Mamrim. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So what did we just say? That according to Shmuel and others, you crush the ktores into a kli sharis. It was in a kli sharis. So it already has kedusha. So Amr Rabbi Yosi Barbun, Amr Rav, Chuna, Kumi Rabbi Yosi, Davar Shekadash b'kli sharis nifte. So I don't understand. If you have the leftover ktores, so that is kedusha's haguf. We'll talk more about that by Hashem tomorrow. It has inherent kedusha. So how could you redeem that? If something's wrong with it, like an animal, if an animal gets a mum, you can redeem it. But if something has inherent kedusha, how could you just redeem it? Right? Davar shekadosh b'kli sharis nifta, how could you just redeem it? So answers, the Gemara says no. Amar lei, v'lav Shmuel hi, aren't we trying to figure out Shita Shmuel? And what does Shmuel say himself? The Shmuel amar kalu b'moser. When you have leftovers, there are leniencies. There are kulas. Why? Because as we'll see, the Gemara here does not use the words, but I'll mention it, because that's what Gemara is going to, the principle, lev bezdin masna. Meaning, if there's leftovers, we could say that originally, Chazal are given the power that original hakdashas are limited. If you can have leftovers, so built in is that it can be redeemed. Built in is that it can be redeemed. It's not just that you happen to give a carbon, that you're makdish, and it's not a mosar, it's just, you know, you want to just change the animal. You can't get rid of kedusha stam, but if it's moser, you can. For example, where do you see that Shmuel said that? This is palgun, because we have the following arguments. Hosiru timidin. What if there are tamids left over? What does that mean? The Mishnah says in Erechin that there are always six lambs or six sheep in the pen, just to make sure you have extras. Let's say the Karbet Tamid, let's say on the way to the Mizbeach, I don't know, it breaks a leg. So you always have six, always mevukarin, checked, ready to go. So at the end of Adar, you can have a couple of extra. The last day of Adar, you used two, so you have four left over. So you have four animals that are tamim, bought with last year's shkalim. So what do you do with those animals? So that's Moser Hosiru. To me then, Shmuel Amar, Niftin Ketzmimim. No problem, you can be poed to them as tamimim. Meaning you can be poed to them and give them to a chulin and then buy them back with the new shkalim. Unbelievable. So you don't have to wait for anything. So that this is Shmuel. So just like Shmuel says it by the tamimim, by the tamidin, he says it by the Ketores. Right, that's Shita Shmuel, that you don't need any problem with it. And we'll see his svar why. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Niftin Kipsulim Magdashim. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. You have to wait till it gets a mum. And you can be po de like psule ha-magdashim. An animal that gets a carbon that got a mum can be redeemed. It still has some limitations on how it can be used. The isser of giza va'avoda. The isser of giza, you can't shear it and you can't work it. Psule ha-magdashim. You could shecht it and eat it. But that's psule hamukdashim. It's an interesting lumdis. Tosfos and Beitza Daf Yud Beis and elsewhere discusses there's a sugya called ahadre liisura kama. If you have an iser and then a heter and then you take away the heter, so does it go back to the original iser or it's a new iser? So for example, you have an iser mi'ila. You can't use the karbon. It was redeemed. It was redeemed. Now it's chulin. The Torah then says, there's still limitations on what you're allowed to do with this redeemed animal. Giza v'avoda. You can't shear it, and you can't milk it. And you can't, you can't shear it, and you can't work it. What if you did shear it? Is that a new iser? Or is that the original iser? The Torah is saying that it's not redeemed v'legabe these halachas. It's called ahadre. It goes back to lisur kama. Does it go back, or is it a new din? This comes up in a few contexts in halacha. Right, the isser, the ochel nefesh on yantif, right? There's an isser of work. And then you have a heter of ochel nefesh. And then you have some things that you don't have a heter of ochel nefesh. I don't know, cooking for a dog, cooking for a goy. You're not allowed to do. So, and if you do, are you going to get malchus? Because it's like the original isser of malacha, and it doesn't have the heter of ochel nefesh. Or no, it has the heter of ochel nefesh. Now it's just a new din. So you have that also by psule hamakdashim, by the limits that you have. Okay, but anyway, so what do I have here? Shmuel says that if you have a leftover animal, you could just redeem it. You don't have to wait till it gets a mum. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you have to wait till it gets a mum. Hosiru si'irim. What if you have leftover goats? What goats you have left over? What goats? So the Mefarshim here explain. Let's say you have goats ready for the chatos tzibors. The chatos tzibor. Let's say you have the goat that you're going to bring for Rosh Chodesh Adar. The Musaf. You're about to bring the goat. It got lost. So you bring another one. 2 weeks later, you find the original goat. You have no more Rosh Chodeshes, right? It's Adar. The next one's going to be Nisan. You have to buy it from the new. So you have a leftover goat that was going to be a carbon sibur. So what's the halacha? What do you do with this goat? It's extra. Hosiru si'irim. So I'll die to the Shmuel. Im ola niftes. Lo kol shekin chatas. So according to Shmuel, Shmuel would say, yeah, give it as a carbon. Not give us a card. Redeem it directly. Why? Because if an ola could be redeemed, as he just said in the previous, right, Hosiru Tmidin, if an ola could be redeemed, meaning you have kind of like a built-in tnai for an ola, so surely lo kol shekein chatas, you should have a built-in tnai for a chatas. What's the kol shekein? The Tikkun Chadin explains. In ola, even if you wouldn't have a built-in tnai, what do you do with it? What would you do with it? You wait till it gets a mum and you bring it as an ola. So it's going to go for an ola anyway. So surely, if there you don't even really need a tnai built in because it's going to go for an ola anyway. So surely by a chatas, you would say that it has a built in tnai. So Shmuel would say, Shmuel holds, if you have a leftover chatas, rechatas sibur, you're allowed to redeem it directly without a mum. All daiti to Rabbi Yochanan. What would Rabbi Yochanan say? What would we expect Rabbi Yochanan to say? You have to wait till it gets a mum. Amar Zira Yiru. Rabbi Zira says exactly what we would have thought Yiru. Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Mekaitza ben Esam Izbeach. Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak says, no, here he would say the animal itself could be used as an ola. Wow. The animal itself could be used as an ola. So, ask the Gemara 1 second. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said you have to wait for it to get a mum by the leftover tamids. This is a leftover chatas. Vekashi yesh chatas kreva ola. Could a chatas directly be hooked up as an ola? What's Rabbi Yochanan? What's Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak talking about?
two answers,
and with this we'll finish. Amar of Yosef Shanyahi. A chatas tzibur is different than a personal private chatas. She'ein karban tzibur nikvoin ela b'shchita. Important line, which requires elaboration. Karban tziburs only get their official status when the avoda starts. Shchita. When it comes to a private karban, right when I'm makdashit, as a chatas, it's a chatas. But karban tziburs, it starts once the shchita. So here, before shchita started, it's not fully a chatas. It's not fully a chatas. So that's why it can be switched to an ola. That's interesting considering we know from elsewhere shchita lav avodahi. Shchita is very different than the other avodas. So dafka lav avoda and Yisrael could even do it. That's the koveya by carbon and sibur, right? That it's weaker, but it's still stronger and it could accomplish something. But that's one. So don't ask me by the chatas because it only starts with shchita. Amrev Chananya, different answer. Tnai bezdin hu ala mosar shikru v'olos. Forget shchita. No, it's a chatas, and it's a chatas, period. But there's a chiddush, like we said before. There's a tnai bezdin that any time you have leftover items that weren't needed for the tzibur, then you could remove their status and change it. It was a chatas, it can be changed to an ola. L'keitzam izbeach. That's the chiddush of carbon at tzibur and tnai bezdin. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, next time we'll continue with shkalim daf lamed aleph.